Well, good morning. We are free to serve, and we've been talking about that for a couple of weeks now. Last week, we began the series. I told you about how I cried, and if you hadn't heard that story, you need to go and check it out on the website and listen to that message. Really, you need to know that message because it kicks off these next several messages, and they all go together, so you need to hear all of them. So if you missed it by some reason, you can go and you can hear it online. And so last week we began this idea of getting in the game. And that's what this series is about. It's about getting in the game, volunteering. God did not save us, did not change our lives, did not transform us just to come to church and worship from time to time. He transformed us so that we can serve others and so that he can transform them, right? And so that is what God has called us to do. That is what we are supposed to do. And there are many facets of doing ministry. There are a lot of different people that are needed. You are essential. Paul uses the metaphor of the body, and he talks about how the eye is not more important than the hand, or how the foot is not more important than the ear. And so we need all aspects. We need all parts of the body of Christ. We need all parts of Emmanuel Baptist Church to get in the game. And so over the next few weeks, I hope you find where your niche is supposed to be. Today we're going to talk about one of the group of peoples that are essential, and we call these people planners. Some of you say already, oh, that's me, that's where I belong, planners. And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about planners today, and we want to remember that the church is charged with the ministry, right? The church is charged with the ministry, not the pastor, not the staff, not just a few people, but the whole church is charged with the ministry. If you remember in Ephesians last week, I told you about Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. It says that God gave some to be apostles and some to be prophets, and he gave some to be evangelists and some to be pastors and teachers so that he could train, or so that they could equip the saints. And that's you. That is you. If you are a born-again Christian, if you are someone who follows God, you fall under the category of saint. You are equipped, or you are trained, or you are to be brought up to be saints who are trained in ministry. And so that's what we want to do. We want to give the ministry over. We want to give the ministry back to the church. Remember, we're not chaplains. We're not hirelings who go around and do ministry for you. We are your pastors and teachers, and we are going to equip you to do the work of the ministry. So today, we're going to talk about planners, and we're going to talk about it from the story of Zacchaeus. So if you want to go to Luke chapter 19, we're going to be in Luke chapter 19, is where the story of Zacchaeus today. And I want to do in this is I want to pull out five aspects of who planners are. Now, we're not going to say Zacchaeus is the planner, but Zacchaeus reflects some aspects of a planner, and so does Jesus. So what we're going to do is we're going to use this story to help us extrapolate, to help us understand what planners do and help us understand those. So there's five of them, or five aspects, and we're going to give those to you. But before we jump into the five, let me read the story for you, and so that we all have a grounding of what's going on in the story. So again, Luke chapter 19, starting in verse 1, he is Jesus. So he being Jesus, he entered Jericho and was passing through. So Jesus' intention is just to kind of make his way through town, okay? So he enters Jericho, he's going to pass through, and there's a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector. And he was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but he was not able because of the crowd, since he was a short man. So running ahead, he climbed up a sycamore tree to see Jesus, since he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he said, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, because today I must stay at your house. So Zacchaeus quickly came down and welcomed him joyfully, and all who saw it began to complain. He's gone to lodge with sinful men. But Zacchaeus stood there, and he said to the Lord, "Look, I'll give half of my possessions to the poor, Lord, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I'll pay back four times as much." And Jesus says, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost." Talking about planners, what do planners do? There are five aspects, like I said, and I want to pull those out individually. So the first thing is that planners are seeking for Jesus. Planners are seeking for Jesus. And so here is Zacchaeus. He finds out that Jesus is coming through, and so he wants to find Jesus. The goal of the body of Christ, our goal as Christians, is to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. This morning in Sunday school, the men's Sunday school, we talked about the Great Commission. And that's what we're talking about here. We talked about that last year as well. The Great Commission is to go and to make disciples. We want to replicate. We want people to meet Jesus and become disciples so that they can make disciples who make disciples. And so in order for that to happen, planners have to plan for seeking. Or they have to seek after Jesus. Because of the Great Commission, we are to seek out those who need Jesus. And here is Zacchaeus. He's looking for a way to see Jesus. I mean, you can probably picture him. It says he's a short man. We don't know if he was a dwarf or if he was just challenged with height. And so he's in a crowd. There's Jesus. He sees him kind of far away, and he just wants to see this dude up close. He's famous. I mean, imagine if a movie star, or a rock star, or an athlete, or your favorite TV host is coming to your town, and you see them afar, and you know they're gonna pass by the road that you're standing at, and you just want to get a good look at them. Maybe you want to take a selfie with him, you know, you want to just get him in the background. And so Zacchaeus figures out, how do I do this? And he runs and he finds a tree. And because he's challenged with height, he climbs up this tree, gets the perfect angle, and he just wants to see Jesus. He plans for seeking Jesus. And planners plan ministries. You're a planner. Your job is to plan ministries and events so that those who are looking for Jesus can find him. So planners are seeking after Jesus. Planners want people to be introduced to Jesus. And the big idea of this right here, or the big idea of this point, is that the goal is an encounter with Jesus. That is why we plan ministries. That is why we plan events. That is why we do what we do, is so people can have an encounter with Christ. They might not all come to Christ that day. They may never come to Christ. But it is our goal. It is our responsibility. It is our passion for you to create an encounter with Christ. And so planners are seeking after Jesus so that they can have an encounter with Christ. And that's what Zacchaeus wants. He wants to have this encounter. He has no expectation of Jesus stopping underneath that tree. He has no concept that Jesus is going to stop and have lunch with him today. He just wants to have a closer look. And so if you're a planner, you plan for people to encounter Christ. And in order to have this encounter, planners have to be strategic, which is the second idea. Planners are strategic. And what do we mean by that? Planners have to see ahead. They have to plan ahead. They have to be very strategic. They have to have a plan of what's going on. Zacchaeus runs ahead. He's strategic in this. He says, I want to see Jesus. I want to see what he's doing. There's no way that I can see him on ground level because I'm short. So what do I need to do? I need to have a strategy. I need to have a plan. I need to have something in place. And so he runs ahead. He gets ahead of the crowd, and he gets up higher. He's very strategic. He wants to see Jesus. He has a strategy. And so planners have to have a strategy as well. They have to be able to see the vision. They have to know why we're doing what we're doing. They have to be able to know how to implement this ministry or this event. And so a planner doesn't just say, it's going to be a good idea for us to throw a party. No, you got to know why you're doing what you're doing. You have to, it has to be in line with what you are planning to do. You plan with a strategy in mind so that people will encounter Christ, and you do it along with your vision. And so Jesus is coming to town, and Zacchaeus needs a strategy, and he goes ahead of the people. You got to be able to see a few steps ahead of what's going on. What's the big idea here? The big idea is that ministry must be done on purpose. It's not that one. It's ministry must be done on purpose. Ministry is done on purpose. Strategy doesn't happen by accident. Strategy doesn't just come into place. It is done on purpose. And so ministry is done in the context of other people as well. And so our third thing that we're going to grab out of this, our third concept is that ministry or planners are social. Planners are social. Now, it doesn't mean that planners are extroverts. It doesn't mean that planners are people who just want to be around other people. But what it means is that planners plan to be with people. Planners plan to be with people. Planners plan ministry to be around folks. What does Jesus do? Jesus says, hey, Zacchaeus, I'm inviting myself to your house today. And much like in the first century, today when we have a meal together, it is a social event. You invite people to your home. You don't just invite people to your home, they have a meal, and they leave. No, that's not what happens. You invite people to your home, you sit down and hang out a while maybe. Then you have a meal together, which you talk over the table and you talk over the time together. And then most times people don't just leave the table and go to the car. They will visit some more. It's a social event because it's about people. And ministry is about people. You may say, look, I'm not a social person. I'm not someone that everybody wants to hang out with. Look, Zacchaeus is a social outcast. We're told that from the beginning. Hey, Zacchaeus is a tax collector. Not only is he a tax collector, he's a chief tax collector, which means he's hated a lot. And he's very rich, which means he's cheated a lot of people. And so he's a social outcast. The only people that want to be around Zacchaeus are other tax collectors. Yet, Zacchaeus, the social outcast, still enjoys social events. He invites Jesus, or Jesus invites himself to his home, and Zacchaeus says, come on. And I can just imagine Zacchaeus invites all of his buddies, all the tax collector friends he has, all the people who would maybe come to his house. He invites them to come and be at his house with him so that they too can encounter Jesus. Remember, we want people to encounter Jesus. And so planners are social. The big idea here is that ministry is about people. Ministry is about people. When we do ministry, we don't do it for ourselves. We do it because we're serving others. We don't just do it because of this reason or that reason. We do it because people need Jesus. That's why we do what we do. And in order for us to plan, in order for that to happen, planners have to be sacrificial. Planners are sacrificial. The fourth idea here is planners are sacrificial. What does Zacchaeus do? He sacrifices one by inviting, by having the meal. This was not cheap. It would have probably been Jesus and the disciples and a few other folks around with him maybe. And then you had his own friends. And so they all come over and Zacchaeus is going to foot the bill for this. And so he is going to sacrifice in a variety of ways. Not only does that happen, but when he encounters Christ, he says, I'm giving everything away. I'm going to give back what I took. I'm going to give half of what I've got just because I want to give it away. And he said, if I ever cheat anyone, I'm going to make sure I pay them back. Make sure that catch the concept that these are two different things that Zacchaeus is doing. First, he's giving half away, and then he's going to pay back those he cheats. When you encounter Christ, it changes your life. And Zacchaeus here becomes sacrificial. He gives away his stuff. He gives away all of his prized possessions. And you may say, look, I'm a planner, but what do I have to give away? Maybe you have to give away some of your possessions. Maybe it's some of your time because you want to make sure that things are done well. You want to make sure things are done right. You may want to make sure things are done for God's glory. Probably the most thing that you're going to give away is your energy because people need to see Jesus. People need to meet Jesus, and you are going to give away your time, your energy, maybe some of your money to make sure that that happens. Planners sacrifice for others. So the big idea that we take from this is that we must be willing to give in order for people to come to Christ. We must be willing to give in order for people to come to Christ. Now, planners, you give on one aspect, but the rest of the body, the rest of the folks who are in church, if you're not a planner, you still have to give because guess what? Ministry costs. It's not free. And so we need you to give sacrificially because we want other people to meet Christ. And we want you to give so that when we do things, they're done well. When we do things, God is glorified. We do things that meets people's needs because we want to give up what we have so that others too can come to Christ. So we give our time, we give our money, we give our energy. And the last thing that we learn from this is that planners plan for salvation. Planners plan for salvation. Jesus tells Zacchaeus, after Zacchaeus has this life change, after he says, look, I'm giving away stuff because I've met you and it's just changed everything that I am. Jesus makes this statement that you may just gloss over if you don't know the context. Jesus says, this man is a son of Abraham. He's a son of Abraham. Now, you need to get this. Jesus is saying, Zacchaeus, everybody else hates you. You know it. You're a chief tax collector. The rest of the people in Israel do not believe that you are part of them because you have turned your back on them and you are collecting taxes for the Romans. And so you are a social outcast, but also they would think that you have no chance of being a part of the kingdom of God. You're not acting like a Jew because Jews are sons of Abraham and sons of Abraham don't do this to each other. And in Jesus, after his life transformation, after he meets Jesus, he says, you too are a son of Abraham. We plan, we strategize, we hope people have encounters so that those whom everybody else writes off can become a son of God too. The people you think have no part of the kingdom of God, the people you think will never go to church, the people you think who don't deserve to go to heaven, Jesus wants to change their life. And planners, you have a place in that. We want to plan for people to meet Jesus. And so our big idea here is that we want to introduce people to Jesus. We want to introduce people to Jesus. Now, we may do that at an event. We may do that in a conversation, one-on-one. But ministry does not happen by accident. It happens on purpose. And Jesus and Zacchaeus teach us this in this story. And so I know we went through this real quick, but I want you to think about this. Are you a planner? Maybe you didn't meet every one of these qualifications, but you're like, I'm probably a planner. I'm someone who likes to get out ahead of things. I like to be a part of the strategy. I like to be the person who understands where we're going and planning how to get there. If you are, we're going to need you. So that when we decide or when we begin to put things together, put things on paper, we need you to help plan those things out. And at the end of this series, I'm going to ask you to help us understand what category you fall in. And so as you think about this idea of a planner, does that define you? Where do you fit in ministry? Where do you fit in giving your life away? Over the next few weeks, we're going to look at three other characteristics or three other groups of people that are essential to ministry. And I pray that we find where our niche is because we need you. We need you to serve the body. We need you to train others to do what you do. And we need you to learn to give away ministry to others. Will you stand? I'm going to pray for us. And we'll sing a song as we are dismissed. Father God, we thank you that your word teaches us how to live our life. That people like Zacchaeus and you taught us that we need to plan. That we need to put feet to our ministry. That we've got to plan for things. We've got to be strategic. We've got to get out ahead of things. We've got to plan for people to encounter you. And Father, I pray that those who are planners here today, that you would confirm that in their lives. That they would give of themselves so that others can come to meet you. And Father, I pray that you would be with our church as we go forward. That as we begin to implement a strategy of putting people to work, to giving away the ministry. That as we put our feet to the pace of encountering folks and doing ministry, that you would bless what we do. In your name we pray. Amen.